This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
My next guest, Senator Ted Cruz, is an attorney serving as the junior senator from Texas since 2013. He was Solicitor General of Texas from 2003 to 2008, and he currently chairs the Senate Commerce Committee. He can also be heard every Saturday at 3. He hosts a new show, The Verdict with Ted Cruz, with national radio host Ben Ferguson, right here every Saturday at 3 o'clock. Senator, thank you again for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
John, it's great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
And by the way, welcome back to Wichita. We were thrilled to have you. It's been a few years, but we had you back in 2016 when, let's not remind the president, but you won our caucus back in 2016.
Well, I did, and I will say the good people of Wichita and all of Kansas, I am grateful for their great wisdom and fortitude.
Well, and in addition to my role here, change my hats, in addition to my role as a radio host, I happen to be the chair of the Sedgwick County Republican Party, and I believe I'm going to switch my phones here in a little while and call your office because we want to bring you back to Wichita and have you come speak to the county party at some point. So we'd love to bring you back soon.
Well, I would love to do it, so I hope we can make the calendar work.
Senator, let me start by asking you this. I follow you on X, and I saw that you introduced the Clean DC Act, which is designed to repeal DC's 2022 law that lessened the penalties for violent crimes. Obviously, the president's right now trying to clean up DC. Can you tell us a little bit about the Clean DC Act?
Well, sure. As you know, DC crime has been out of control for a long time. Every year, D.C. is among the highest murder rates of any city in America. Last year, the homicide rate was 27 murders per 100,000 residents. Jeez. which is disastrous. It's worse than Bogota, Colombia. and we've seen, you know, we saw a White House staffer working for DOJ who was violently assaulted by 10 juvenile assailants. Rand Paul had a staffer who was stabbed walking down the sidewalk.
Our own Congressman Estes had a staffer who was killed.
Yeah, and President Trump, there was an official in the first Trump administration who was sitting in his car at 5 p.m. on a public street, and he was shot and killed as well. And I mean, it's been out of control, and it was made worse in 2022. 2022, you obviously had George Floyd was killed, and then you had the Antifa and Black Lives Matter riots all over the country. And D.C., the mayor and city council reacted, as many left-wing politicians did, by going after the police and siding with violent criminals. And then they passed a law in D.C. in 2022 that lessened the penalties for violent crime, lessened the penalties for murder, lessened the penalties for carjacking, lessen the penalties for violent assault. And unsurprisingly, violent crime went up. We had Henry Cuellar, a Democrat congressman from Texas, who was carjacked in D.C. outside his apartment building, an apartment building five other congressmen live in, and he was carjacked there. And so the Clean D.C. Act is very simple. It reverses that 2022 law that lessened the penalty for violent crimes. And I will say in the previous Congress, we passed a law reversing the 2022 Act, and Joe Biden vetoed it. It was one of the very few vetoes he did his entire presidency, but the Democrats have decided when it comes to violent criminals, they're for them. So I've introduced this again, and we're going to fight to have a vote. And I want to put every House member and every senator on record. Do you stand with the murderers and rapists and carjackers, or do you stand with the innocent citizens who far too often have been their victims?
But, Senator, that's what we're seeing with Democrats. You've got Democrat mayors defending crime and illegals. You just over the Labor Day weekend, 54 were shot, 7 dead last weekend in Chicago. And when asked about it, the governor seemed to blame the president for it. I mean, this is what they're defending. This is who they're standing with.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It really is. It's bizarre. I do not understand why Democrats have decided that their party is the party of violent criminals. It is the party of illegal aliens. It is the party of Venezuelan gang members. You know, last week I traveled down to Latin America and I went to El Salvador, Panama, and Mexico. And in El Salvador, I met with President Bukele and I visited the CECOT prison, which is the prison he built for violent gang members and terrorists. And I got to tell you, in El Salvador, the record of success is extraordinary. Just a few years ago, El Salvador had the highest murder rate in the world. The murder rate in El Salvador was 100 homicides per 100,000 people. That means 1 in 1,000 Salvadorians were murdered every single year. President Bukele came in, and he began rounding up and arresting MS-13 and the 18th Street Barrio gangs and putting them in the CECOT prison. And the murder rate in El Salvador has dropped 98%. It is stunning. El Salvador is now one of the safest countries on earth. And it's exactly the same principle that if you go after the bad guys, people are safer. And yet Democrats have decided, you know, they've decided this Maryland man, and they're poster child right for who they're for. And they're going to tell you, hey, you elect Democrats and you'll get more MS-13 gang members and human traffickers and drug traffickers in your neighborhood. I don't understand the political thinking behind that, but you're exactly right. It's where Democrat politicians are going.
We're talking with Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Senator, let me pivot a little bit. Again, it seems like this happens perpetually. Looks like, once again, we're at a risk of another Schumer shutdown.
Yep.
Obviously, this is not going to be the fault of you guys. It's not going to be a Republican problem. But if Chuck Schumer has his way, we may be facing another one. Where do you think the prospects lie?
Look, I think there's a very real prospect of a shutdown because I think Chuck Schumer wants a shutdown. And it's the Democrat Party today that they stand for one thing, which is hate and anger directed at Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And, you know, Schumer is terrified of his left wing flank. He's terrified of AOC and the progressives in the party. And if Schumer wants to, he can force a shutdown, because to pass a continuing resolution funding the government in the Senate takes 60 votes. We only have 53 Republicans, which means we need at least seven Democrats to pass it. And if Schumer decides he can corral the Democrats, and listen, they obey orders well. And so I think there's a very real possibility that Schumer will force a shutdown just to show the crazies in his party, we hate Trump and we're fighting Trump. I hope that doesn't happen. And Republicans, we don't want it to happen. But Schumer might well decide to force a shutdown to show how tough he is.
Senator, I know you have a good relationship with the president. I know you speak to him regularly.
Yep.
Over the holiday, we had an interesting news cycle, because the president, who's been working very diligently, took a couple days off. And lo and behold, the news story was, you know, Donald Trump's dead. And you know, we laugh, but Governor Tim Walz told supporters to remain hopeful. Yep. That Trump would die soon. I mean, where have we come in our culture where Joy Reid can, you know, doubt that he was shot, and the Democrat nominee for vice president laughs and hopes that he dies soon?
Now, this is crazy town, and you're exactly right. As you know, I do a podcast every week.
Yes, that's here, right here.
Verdict with Ted Cruz, and you know, I'm proud to be on KNSS every Saturday at 3 p.m. Y'all carry the podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz. And I will tell you, the latest podcast, I focus on exactly this story, is one of the stories I talk about, which is the shocking news, Donald Trump is alive. Because social media and the left went crazy when 24 hours went by without him doing a press conference. Mind you, Joe Biden, I'm pretty sure they put him in a permanent vegetative state for months.
Yeah.
And the press didn't notice and didn't care, and yet... And I got to say, that Tim Walz video really was deranged, because he's gleeful that he is openly rooting for the president of the United States to be dead. And he's saying someday, it's going to happen someday. And I got to say, that is twisted. Look, John, you and I, we didn't agree with Barack Obama. We didn't agree with Joe Biden. But I never rooted for either one of them to be dead, and
right.
I want the president of the United States to succeed. I want America to win, and it's the Democrats are so filled with hate that they are openly, you know, yearning and gleeful at the prospect of the president dying.
Yeah, it's really sad. You're right. I mean, neither of us, I think, were happy with either of those two presidents' policies, but they were still our
right.
president, and we didn't wish ill health on them. And it's a really sad state of affairs. I know I've got to let you run, but I do want to ask you, speaking of the holiday, and this may be a Schumer thing as well, but why hasn't the Senate been able to confirm more Trump appointees, particularly considering the recess appointment process? I'm just curious.
Yeah.
That's got to frustrate you as well.
So it does. What we're seeing from the Democrats is unprecedented obstruction, and Schumer and the Democrats. So every president in modern times has had the majority of their nominees confirmed either by voice vote or unanimous consent. There are a lot of nominees that are non-controversial, and they get routinely, hundreds of them get confirmed. And,
mm-hmm.
and George W. Bush had them, and Obama had them, and Biden had them, and even the first Trump term they had them. Well, for the last 8 months, there have been zero nominees confirmed by voice vote or unanimous consent. What the Democrats have done is dragged out every confirmation. So the Senate has had more votes to confirm nominees than ever before in modern times, but Schumer and the Democrats are delaying and obstructing, and it is unprecedented. It's unacceptable. Now, here's the good news. look, there's a natural give and take. If for every action, there is a reaction. And the way checks and balances operate is when one party abuses their power, the other party responds. And the Democrats' obstruction is so bad that I believe we're going to see the Senate change the rules to expedite confirmations to move more quickly. And in fact, I can tell you, we are this week, Senate Republicans are actively debating and working, and I am advocating vigorously for us to change the rules to move past this Democrat obstruction. But this is another manifestation of what we were talking about before, which is the Democrats today are the party of hate and anger, and that's why they're blocking even nominees that they don't object to on the merits, but they're trying to slow everything down, and we've got to push back, and I think we're going to.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. You mentioned it earlier, your show, The Verdict with Ted Cruz. It's with national radio host Ben Ferguson. You break down the most important news stories of the day. It can be heard Saturdays at 3, immediately following the rebroadcast of this show. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, sure. So we do the show 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's a podcast. We've got about 1 million unique listeners nationwide, and so it is an incredibly powerful tool to do a deep dive and really engage on the issues. And then we have our Friday show is rebroadcast. We're on over 200 radio stations all across the country, and so it is a great opportunity. Look, I do the podcast and the show for the same reason you do your show, which is to inform and educate and really empower people, to empower your listeners to know the facts. The corporate media is so corrupt, they are so dishonest, that if you watch CNN, well, you'd be one of two people nationwide, but you know nothing about what is actually happening because the media lies to you. And so the reason I do the Verdict podcast is to give listeners the real facts and real information. So that when you're at the water cooler at work, when you're sitting down at the Thanksgiving dinner table and your Uncle Joe repeats some nonsense that the corporate media is saying, that you have the facts to push back and say, hey, that isn't true. Because at the end of the day, I think truth matters. And I think we have a responsibility to speak the truth in the face of lies.
Well, Senator, again, I appreciate you. If folks wanted, they can find you on X. I follow you. You follow me, which I appreciate. You're at Ted Cruz and tedcruz.org online. And, of course, they can hear you Saturdays at 3 right here on KNSS.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. And thank you for being such a strong voice for liberty.
Well, and let's hopefully we'll get you back to Wichita soon.
I look forward to it.
Thank you, Senator.
God bless.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.